This is Dakota Datebook for January 31st. You may not have been paying much attention to potatoes, but underground, summer after summer, in a field near you, North Dakota's potato farmers have been contributing mightily to the regional economy. In other words, these spuds are a big cash crop. One of the most significant contributors to the history of North Dakota potatoes was Robert H. Bob Johansson. This hardworking NDSU professor was regarded as the most prolific potato breeder the world has known. In his lifetime, Bob Johansson developed 15 varieties of potatoes. By comparison, the famous Luther Burbank developed only one variety, the Russet Burbank. Born in 1922 at Grafton, Robert Johansson grew up on a potato, small grain, and livestock farm near Edinburgh with six brothers and two sisters. A graduate of Park River High School, Johansson earned his bachelor's and master's degree from NDSU and later gained his doctorate at Louisiana State University. Johansson worked at NDSU's potato breeding program from 1949 through his retirement in 1993. As he said, "I love what I'm doing." And he wanted to contribute improved potato varieties to help farmers in their fields. Johansson's success in potatoes came from 60% hard work, 20% luck, 20% love, 20% an eye for selecting superior varieties, 10% promotion, and 20% strong support from growers. Never mind that his numbers came to 150%. Some observers call Dr. Johansson the father of potatoes, but his major work was to improve various potato varieties. Johansson had help at NDSU, notably Bryce Farnsworth and Assunta Susie Thompson, along with plenty of student workers. It was on this date, in 1963, that a newspaper story reported the release of a new red potato variety named the Viking, which produced a crop with a medium red to bright red skin color. NDSU's Robert Johansson promoted it as having excellent cooking qualities, both for boiling and baking. Known as Dr. Potato and a potato breeder extraordinaire, Johansson also became renowned as a co-sponsor of NDSU's Harvest Bowl football game, an annual event since its founding in 1974. Johansson, a beloved husband, father, grandfather, brother, and friend, died in 1996, leaving a rich legacy as a family man and as a historic North Dakota potato variety developer. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Steve Hoffbeck, retired MSU Moorhead History professor. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.